How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, March 12th. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm all right. Almost appropriately caffeinated, so, you know, not doing too bad. How about you?
I'm on the caffeine trail.
Yes. A parallel trail for yours is primarily tea-based and mine is primarily coffee-based, but also tea. So, yes.
So yay for cultural cliches.
Hello. Welcome to caffeinated observation, caffeine observations from the Mac Observer today. Actually, the thing we want to talk about, Charlotte, is you have some things to say about messages.
Kelly, why does it suck?
I wish I knew. But give me your primary complaint, because my primary complaint is basically unchanged for the entire life of the app. What's yours?
Well, I think that's kind of the problem. They've sort of made this thing, and then it basically doesn't improve very much. So I love the fact that I can get messages on one app across all my devices.
Yes, that's amazing, and I love that.
I don't need to, if I can hear my phone bleep, I can see the text message on my computer. Mm-hmm. Great, helpful. Except then the computer keeps having an unread message notification, or the phone does, or they just don't coordinate. I've had occasions where I've had texts that I know who the person is, and it says possibly from so-and-so, because it can't quite identify the contacts book. Do you remember a while ago when I got really mad about Apple Maps?
I do.
So I feel the same about messages, in that I just can't get my head around why a company with Apple's resources, level of talented individuals and so forth can't make this basic thing work.
Well, also, I think it's level of detail. For example, in the morning meeting this morning, we were talking about the Energy Saver Preferences pane. And I pointed out that the icon for the for the Energy Saver Preferences. Yes, they can be. The Energy Saver Preferences icon has evolved over time. It used to just be a light bulb, a regular old light bulb. And then it became a compact fluorescent light bulb, you know, with the little like spiral at the top instead of the sphere. And now if you look at it, it looks like an LED light bulb. It has evolved over time. Somebody at the company went, you know, that's not really what a light bulb looks like anymore. We need to update it. And they've done that not once, but twice, like recently. So a company with that attention to detail, to a tiny detail like that, right? That company still thinks that an effective way to express that two different people or more are having a conversation in a message thread is with speech balloons that take up acres at a time. Literally, when iPhones started getting bigger, the only thing I said was, at least now maybe I can see more than one text message at once because they are so unbelievably inefficient with these stupid balloons. I hate them. And I've hated them for like 10 years now. Yeah.
So you're right. I hadn't even thought about the design, but you are right about that.
But now you're mad about that too.
No, so thank you for sharing that. It just strikes me as just a totally backwards app that like should have evolved and just really hasn't. And I'm talking about, so we're, just to be clear, we're not talking just about iMessage, i.e. just messages sent between two Apple devices.
The blue
ones.
So
if I send a text Kelly from my iPhone to her iPhone, that's an iMessage. But if someone with an Android phone texts me, that's obviously not. That's just a text message. But it all goes into the Messages app.
Mm-hmm. And the Messages app hasn't evolved. Like, features have been added to it, but on a fundamental level, it's the same thing I was when I got my very first iPhone, which was an iPhone 3G.
I think that is absolutely right. It's just, it's never evolved, but it's become, well, it actually, if you think about it, it has evolved because it's become more complicated because it's been integrated with more and more devices across iOS, now iPadOS, also macOS.
Those things have been added. And like the ability to see a text message come through on my computer. I like that very much. And that wasn't there at the beginning. And messages on Mac, I generally enjoy. But the status thing that you're talking about has driven me up the wall more than once. About like, it's unread, but it's not, but it is, but is it's from a person that I know, and messages isn't convinced, and yeah.
Yeah, so there's all of that. And I just think if you're going to make the steps, which we all agree are useful, of making it the same messages available via the same app across multiple devices, that's really useful. Make it work. I haven't quite got my head around how they haven't been able to do what seems to me pretty basic functionality. And actually, it was interesting. I wrote an editorial about this on themacobserver.com. And someone did leave an interesting comment, you know, asking, have I got everything set up right?
Mm-hmm.
One, I think so, and I assume so, and I can't see that I would have done anything, like screwed anything up, given it's one iCloud account and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that someone has to ask that question, i.e. there could be some settings that you have to fiddle about to get this thing that Apple says is a default to work, is bizarre to me. The fact that someone quite legitimately raised that question, that to me is also a problem.
Well, and gave you pause, right? Like, you kind of had to go, well, yeah, I think so. You know, like, I'm a reasonably technical person. This is a thing that should be working.
Only reasonably. You know?
Well, I mean, more than most. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like somebody who does not spend a lot of their time, an inordinate amount of time, with their technology the way we do. Like, for that person to have everything set up everywhere and have it work without assistance, you know, without having somebody to call in order to make sure all of those things were working, like, that seems like the right way to make things reality, right? And yeah, I will forever be aggravated that it needs to be speech balloons, like, because there has to be the little thing off the side, because there has to be so much space between them, because it can't go all the way across the screen. Like, you know, a text message becomes a wall of text very quickly because you're only letting me have, you know, 2/3 of the screen or whatever to work across. And I find all of those things endlessly frustrating. Like, it should look better. It should be nicer. And it's not.
So it certainly should look better, but that's actually the least of my concerns. I think it's missing. No, seriously, because there's a whole host of functionality that I think is missing. Basically,
okay, like what?
TLDR, there's a reason I use WhatsApp most of the time. No, I'm serious.
Okay, but I believe you, but
why? If you look at some of the report, so there, actually, I think a lot of that question is going to be answered with some of the rumors we're hearing about iOS 14.
Okay.
So, in iOS 14, for example, there is code is suggesting, people who've dug into this stuff think it looks like there'll be mentions. So if you use Slack or WhatsApp or something like that, if you do @ and then the person's name, that triggers up and they get a mention and they can see that there's a message waiting for them. Super useful. Doesn't happen in messages. In like, this is an iMessage group chat we're talking about here.
Okay.
That would be helpful. I think they're going to try and improve the ability to search within iMessages. That
would be nice. Yeah.
All those things that you take that are just basics in things like WhatsApp don't even work in, I could understand it if some of these functions were available in iMessages, but not general messages.
Right.
I could understand that. The fact that they don't even, that functionality doesn't exist in messages sent between two iPhones is ridiculous. Apparently, also, there's going to be things like, you might, if you're in a group chat on iMessage, using iMessage, and someone is typing, that's going to come up, in a similar way to WhatsApp or Slack or something.
Okay.
All those things are really useful. I personally think the whole app needs a massive overhaul across iOS, iPadOS, macOS.
Yes.
But if they're not going to do that, some of these changes to iMessage is useful.
Well,
that if they did those things, it would make using the app better.
Well, honestly, I think your initial assessment is right. And I think I also, by the way, feel like you are sort of taking the journey of an iOS user, because you've gone through these phases that lots of other people have gone through at some point. Like, I remember actually having a conversation with somebody who texted me via iMessage, like, this app is dumb. What's going on? And,
yeah,
and so, you know, I mean, like, it, like, I feel like on the one hand, you're correct that they should be adding some things. But on the other hand, I also feel like maybe don't add anything until I can mark a message red in a place and everyone yep. else believes that. Every other place believes that. Can we start with that?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, this one you're going to really like, that's possibly coming in iOS 14. The ability to retract a message you've sent. Hallelujah. There's only one feature in the world across technology I want more than that.
And it is?
Being able to edit a tweet you've sent.
But you have a round photo on Twitter now, and you can, you know, change your homepage. And, you know, you don't need to edit. Yeah.
The point is that this is a bit of a classic Apple thing, right? Where you look at all the fantastic things that the company produces. You know, the new Mac Pro. This is the company that can produce the new Mac Pro, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a stunning feat of engineering and design and technology across the board.
100%.
But it sometimes I sometimes feel that in the excitement of creating these amazing things, and even on the software side, look at the kind of development that Apple Arcade has taken, mm-hmm. Apple TV Plus has taken, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet some of the stuff is just still not very good, and we're just kind of expected to accept it. I have to say, this thought came to me. When I was listening to an episode of another podcast, which you should listen to after listening to Daily Observations, which is Mac Power Users.
Yes.
And they were discussing, it was David Wayne, I think, the playwright and the director and scriptwriter, was talking about his workflows. And he mentioned a few times, there are things that we as Apple users just accept as not really working. But there's literally no reason we should ever have got in the situation where they don't work. And messages was one of them. And then having listened to this conversation, I thought, oh my God, messages really sucks. And I thought it was just me.
No.
Reader?
No.
It wasn't just me.
It really wasn't. And
really,
like,
wasn't.
I've railed against this. And like when they brought it to the Mac, I really thought, like, oh, well, they're going to do something about the UI, right? Like, we all understand it's not really speech balloons and it doesn't matter and that's okay. Like, we get that, right? And clearly the answer is no. And then they added the ability, like the text message forwarding, I love this so much that it doesn't matter where the message comes from, if it's another iPhone or another iOS device or another Apple device, or if it's an Android device or some other method that people use to send text messages, or like those two-factor messages that come in as a text, I can get those on my computer. I can get those on my iPad. I can get those on my phone. And that's great. And I really love that. And
actually, the two-factor thing is really a very good point. Because if you're signing into a service, say, on your computer
mm-hmm.
that requires two-factor authentication, but your phone's on charge in the other room,
mm-hmm.
really nice that it's on the same device.
Yes.
Also, you can copy and paste if it sends you a mm-hmm. code, one of those things.
Right.
But, I just don't understand. Look, we've all used a lot of products by Apple over a number of years, and if you think, step back objectively, they're all fabulous, but also you sometimes think, you've just kind of forgotten this thing sucks, haven't you?
Yes, because everybody's just been so used to it for so long. And because it works, it just is, because it's good, not great. Really, that's what it is. Like,
yeah, and if I send a message, I'm our own workarounds and
yeah, like WhatsApp, or, you know, like I, you know, very basically, right? I am reasonably certain that if I pick up my phone and send a text message whatever the destination is, I'm reasonably certain it's going to get there because messages is at least that reliable. And if it doesn't get there, it will tell me. And that's great. That's what I want to know. And that's, I think that's the reason that it doesn't necessarily get love. Like, a lot of people sort of use text messaging as a utility, sort of, you know, I get some information there. I send some information back. I'm done. And then I move on to the other thing. Like, I think it's because maybe people at Apple aren't hanging out, you know, in text messages a lot, that they're not, you know, that nobody sort of looks at it. And it's not great, right? Like, it mostly works and it's fine, but it's not, ooh, you know, it's not the little thrill that you get from something else that's integrated, or, you know, like discovering a feature in iOS or being able to long press something and have some other set of things available to you in a pop-up menu, right? Like, that, you know, stuff is all great, but, you know
what also it's a bit like?
What?
It's a bit like iTunes. May it rest in peace.
Oh, no.
No, think about it. We accepted iTunes being clunky and a bit of a pain for a number of years. And
reader,
I don't like to speak.
Not all of us did. There is a reason that the robot in the TMO towers will occasionally shout, "Feed it to a wood chipper," and it's because I made it do that.
No, but for most users, general users, iTunes was just iTunes, and it was a bit of a pain, and you didn't really understand why you had to sort stuff through it and whatever. But it was iTunes, and it was there. And then suddenly they split it up, and it makes a load more sense.
As they
should. And
you're like,
okay. And so I think if they suddenly improved messages, we'd all go, oh, so this is how text messaging is meant to work.
Mm-hmm. And even if I didn't like it, at least if there was some sort of new bold vision for it, that would be fantastic to me. I would be very, very excited about
it. Sure. And I think there is a genuine opportunity with iOS 14 to really make it better.
Yeah. And that's my hope.
Yeah. And I understand why all the stuff we're seeing at the moment is focusing on iMessages.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope they overhaul the whole thing.
Yeah, I think, honestly, on both platforms, I think there's a lot of opportunity with whatever we get this summer in whatever form WWDC takes. I think there's a whole lot of opportunity for just refining what we already have. So, like, we have messages. Let's make it better somehow. Like, let's take what's there and make it better or faster or more reliable. And when you can tell me, no, really, iMessage in the cloud is legit, and when you read a message once, it's read everywhere, and that works way more reliably. Like, I remember there being a AirDrop is the first thing I think of. Like, it was this super fantastic technology where you could magically transfer something from an Apple piece of hardware to another Apple piece of hardware as if by magic. And it was fantastic. Well, it was only fantastic when it worked. And it took, like, at least one full iteration of operating system on both macOS and iOS in order for it to become something reasonably reliable that you could use to do things with. And when it did, then it was great. But until then, people were either not using it, like me. I had a separate app that I was using because it was way more reliable, or just not using it at all and continuing to do things the old way. And, you know, once AirDrop became a thing that you could use with reliability, then it was great. And for a lot of people, that was when they discovered it, because they would be like, there's this new thing in iOS. Yeah, it's AirDrop. Don't use it. It doesn't work. You don't need it. You know, they would get that from somebody and then just not use it. And then later find out, you know, oh, well, finally, it's a thing that works now and it's better. And that took some evolution to get it to where it was something that you didn't really have to think about. And I feel like Messages kind of needs that same sort of evolution. Like, I don't expect it to be a completely new app. I don't expect it to be to have a new icon and to be completely laid out differently and have a whole new set of preferences or anything like that. I just want it to be better than it is. And I think, like you're saying, Charlotte, like, we've all lived with it the way that it is for so long. It's just sort of faded into the background as just it's fine. that seems to be that seems to be the way it is.
I mean, it's not fine, but yeah.
Well, it's fine. It's functional. When I send a message, you receive it. When you send a message, I receive it. You know, like that's what I mean by fine. Like, it functions. You know, it's operating within expected parameters, which is not to say that it's fun to use or good to use or interesting to use or nice to use, but it gets the job done. And I feel like Apple tends to be better than that. So I totally get your frustration with this.
Yeah, I, as I say, I just hope with iOS 14, they make some big improvements.
I hope so, too. I guess we will find out soon. Like I said, whatever form that takes this summer when they normally announce the new iOS stuff, we will let you know more about it. And we're going to have to leave it there for today. Thanks, Charlotte, for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for letting me let off steam.
You're more than welcome. And if you want to let off steam, you can do so by emailing us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter and leave comments in the show notes. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.